The thing that always struck me about it, originally, like you said, the military wasn't all that far off from what you've decided after four decades of studying. How did they get this information?
Well, the three-year study was sharply focused. It was a military study. And the subtitle of the document, which was called an assessment, the subtitle was an evaluation of a possible military threat to Allied forces in Europe. That was the focus, and it was direct. As I said, they included there were several different groups involved. They concluded that they were interplanetary or interstellar. They concluded that there apparently was not a threat involved because the repeated demonstration of advanced technology, Jerry, indicated that if these guys were malevolent or hostile, they would have cleaned our clock
a
long time ago, yeah. So the conclusion was that they're here, they've been here a long time, they are deeply involved and interested in the human race and our development and our evolution, but they're not a threat, apparently. But over the years, my focus is, you know, what is the overall meaning and purpose of the program? Why are they so interested in us? And why have they been interested in us for so long?
And what kind of conclusions have you come up with?
Well, I've reached a couple of conclusions. One, I must tell you, is very similar to Zechariah Sitchin's conclusion. I've known Zechariah for many years. I admire his work. I've always admired everything the old man has written is outstanding. I've concluded that the evidence, Jerry, is pretty definite. I would say overwhelming that some of these advanced intelligences, at least one group, had a hand in the human race being here. That we were probably genetically manipulated and genetically created from a lower order a long, long time ago. And I support Zechariah's research and his conclusion. That's probably the case. And as I said, not only have they had a hand in the race being here, but they've established over the centuries every major religion on the planet.